Otherwise, the pandemic was measured in absences. It wasn't just that the streets were empty and the pilgrims gone, or that the dead were being carried off. Easter went by without its processions of religious statues. The Virgin Mary and the risen Christ remained on their pedestals in the cathedral. The weeping notes of a trumpet saeta, an Easter tradition that once inspired a Miles Davis recording, had to be performed from the soloist's apartment balcony. On the 10th of May, the town began 5 days of fiestas to honor its saint. The following day, as those parts of Spain where infection rates had dropped were allowed to slowly ease restrictions, people were finally released from their houses. The only group event permitted in this still limited first phase, however, was Mass. The cathedral's wooden benches were replaced with plastic chairs dotted at safe distances. After a trial run on the 11th of May, with just 17 people, 7 Masses were held the following day. Between each service, the cathedral was disinfected. The highlight of the fiestas is the spectacular procession of the Donchelas, where 3 dozen young women in long white dresses and veils carry baskets of bread covered with white linen on their heads. Like everything else, this was cancelled. "We'll see if we can do it later in the year," the abbot told me. Not since 1943, when the town suffered a typhus outbreak, had anything similar happened. But, with neighboring towns suffering much less, some people had a burning question. Where had the virus come from?